from the podcast, Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk. It's Grant's Rants Small Talk.
Let the ranting begin. I am here joined by Evan Sleed from Friends of the Real Housewives podcast.
Hi, how are you?
Good to see you.
Good to see you too.
Here we are. We're going to be recapping two episodes of The Real Housewives of New Jersey. This episode will be episode number, what is it? Season 8, episode number 9. And then we'll get into 10 separately. So here we go.
Great.
Let's talk about it. This episode, When Chairs Fly, Margaret's house is full of ugly furniture, dark wood. It's Tudor style. There's a large bear at the top of the stairs, like a taxidermy bear.
The bear I didn't notice the first time I saw it, and I had to go back because I heard about the bear, and I was floored.
Yeah, she's like yelling with the pigtails next to this big bear taller than her.
Her house looks like her.
It's a little bit of a mess.
It is, but she kind of is too, which I'm okay with, to be honest. Like, she's really messy, but I like that about her.
Yeah, I like her.
Yeah.
Things aren't going well with the renovation. Anyway, Melissa tells Joe, you know, these scenes with the wives have to talk to their husbands about the drama from the show. But Joe would play the game. You know, he's so into it. So she tells Joe that Kim D is, what the hell is this word? Refriending? Oh, that Teresa is rekindling an old flame.
Right.
That's what it is. And of course, you know, Joe finds this to be ridiculous. And, you know, Melissa says that she knew Kim D. She had her number all along.
Well, of course she did. Yeah. So do we all.
Yeah. So then there's all this applause for Kim when she walks in for this fitting or whatever they're doing. They're doing a rehearsal. And Siggy and Dolores are there. And they fill Kim in, of course, on what's going on. And Siggy says that everyone hates her so much, and all they did was bash her the night before. So what a nice thing. By the way, you know what I mean? Like, telling a friend, everyone hates you.
By the way, everyone does not like you, and they all hate you, and they're going to show up at some point today.
Yeah. I wonder if that was really a surprise that they ambushed. We'll talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, this hairdresser, Lena, you know, one of Kim D's trolls, said that she saw Teresa snuggled up with a guy at a club. And Siggy warns Kim D not to mess with a marriage. Dolores claims she doesn't believe it. And Kim D maintains that Teresa's done with Joe. Is this a classic case of her just like talking about what's relevant to be on the show? I mean, I don't believe that Teresa Giudice is clubbing. I just don't.
No, I don't really see her doing that either. She even says that she goes out, but I think that we even see that on the show. Like, and that's fine. She's allowed to do that. But yeah, she's not going around like hooking up.
No. Margaret and Danielle, these two are getting close.
Mm-hmm.
Danielle remembers the hair pull in 2010. She fills Margaret in on the backstory of why they hate this posh fashion show, which I think is good. It really is historic. It's the most tired thing on the show. I'm so sick of it. Like, why do they continue to give Kim D and her business this platform? It's BS, but it's really a big thread in the fabric of the show.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's like the source of drama, which is why Bravo's like, well, we have to do it. We have to go to the posh fashion show.
We have to. So, I mean, it goes all the way back to 2010, the drama. So almost, it'll almost be a 8-year saga.
Right.
Melissa, she plants the seed that Teresa can't get in trouble in her interview. She's like, well, you know, she said everything except Teresa's on probation.
Right.
So
she's exempt then.
Yes.
That's all she did.
So then it comes down to Melissa, Teresa, Danielle, and Margaret. They're arriving at this posh fashion show with some maybe like Staples printouts. You know, you go to Staples and you get, you know, a sign made, and there's a caricature of Kim.
Right, right.
Low budge, let me just say. I mean, you know what I mean?
Right, super low budge. Yeah. Embarrassing, one would say.
Yes. They arrive and they're staking it out, making it into a huge deal. Like, oh my God, I need a cocktail right away. I can't believe we're here. Can you believe we're here?
This is crazy.
Yeah, the whole thing. Like, these women, I can't. So the ladies crash, and Dolores is surprised that Teresa isn't coming in peace.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why would you expect her to come in peace? She doesn't like Kim.
Yeah, and also, like, can we just move on from the idea that this fashion show is actually for charity? Am I the only one who thinks that? Because I don't really believe it's totally for charity.
I think in the off years when the cameras aren't there, it's like in the back of an Applebee's. And yeah. It's just like, you know, here's some dresses that I bought from another company that I didn't even design on my own. Like, why are you having a fashion show?
Right. Yeah.
But for the cameras, it's like, we got to step it up. We got to go to Staples.
Right. Yeah. It's like, yeah, it just doesn't make any sense. And I don't know. I'm still like kind of upset about the fact that they would feel like they need to walk in the fashion show. I know I'm kind of jumping all over the place, but
no,
I was wanting to know what you thought about that.
Well, I think it's bad. I don't think that they should have walked in the show at all. They should have wrote a check.
Yeah.
And just to avoid all the problems. You know, for one person whose opening tagline is about loyalty, show me the evidence. Right. I haven't seen the evidence of loyalty yet, except only to Siggy. We'll talk about it.
Sure.
So Teresa calls out Kim D. And Kim D's defense is, well, I feel like it. I just feel like it. Like, what a passive aggressive bitch.
I know. Well, she changes her haircut every 5 minutes, so I guess this is how she lives her life.
I think all her hair is fake.
It is.
It's like that cheap, real, like, you know, almost like that Barbie hair.
Yeah.
Like, once it gets wet, it never looks good.
Right, so she just gets a new one. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel it.
Yeah, all the extensions.
Right.
So Kim maintains that she saw Teresa out at a club. And Kim and Teresa fight over who's more white trash. Well, there you go.
it's a tough battle.
Yes. And so, you know, no one really does or say anything other than the back and forth. Like, there's not much going on except at this point, just the yelling. Margaret does jump in, though. And she jumps in when Kim D says that Teresa is going to go away in handcuffs. So I kind of like that Margaret is blindly following this group and just automatically like has this hatred towards Kim D.
Yeah, she's very loyal very quickly, which is interesting for a new housewife, but I'm for it.
And then we've seen it a million times, Teresa spelling out posh.
Right.
And very impressive for Teresa, thinking fast, working quickly to think of the letters to go with the names or whatever. And so Kim D just leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Which I was surprised. Why would you ever just walk out of your event like that? And Teresa says that it's no one's business what she does. And then we're treated to some flashbacks of her and Joe and kind of like everything that we've seen that leads to a possible cheatation.
Mm-hmm.
So no big deal, I guess, for Teresa. Because she's like, it's no one's business, but yet it's been on the show. It was a little shady edit.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Melissa and Dolores get into each other's face, and Dolores is still unfazed by Kim D. Weird. And Teresa tells Dolores to F off and that they're all puppets, and Dolores does nothing. Note, Dolores says and does nothing. And, you know, she says that won't get invited and doesn't care. So I guess just something that Teresa would throw. I don't know. Weird.
I don't really know.
But anyway, the fashion show, there's a saxophonist. Did you catch the saxophonist?
I don't think I did, actually.
It had like LED tube lighting around the saxophone.
Great.
Like very tacky.
Yeah.
I liked it. It was appropriate. I mean, where else are you going to go but the posh fashion show in some hole in the wall in New Jersey with an LED saxophone?
I mean, that's the place, so I guess it's fair.
Perfect.
Good job, Kim.
Yeah, good job, Kim, for booking that. So, Siggy, she claims she can't be stopped. And I'm like, this is so sad. Like, she's literally just walking in. Someone else is closed on. Like, what do you mean you can't be stopped? Like, you're not walking Milan.
I know. No one's going to see this except for us who watch the show. And that's really the only reason you're doing it. But
really, though.
She's saying it's for charity, but I don't buy it.
Well, that's the whole thing. You know, is this for charity or what? I mean, you know, Siggy's like, I was there for the families. It's for the families. They expected me to be there.
Mm-hmm.
No, they want a big check. They're not worried that Siggy Flicker's wearing a dress from Posh.
Right, and they all had, like, the same outfit on. Did you notice that, too? I felt like it was just the same black leather kind of tight-fitting, like, pencil skirt with a top.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, they're like, I'm just so happy I'm here. But I guess my question about that, too, is that what exactly is the charity? Like, I know it's for the families, but it's not a charity. It's just you're giving money to the families.
It should be considered a memorial fund.
Right.
Yeah.
Which you could just give directly to the families and not to Kim D.
Yeah. I agree.
Right.
all other the other side of the fashion show, they meet at Margaret's house, and no one can get over Dolores and Siggy not doing or saying anything. And later, we're treated to this priv, the stupid Uber for makeup. They have some type of buy-in to Housewives, and we've had to watch all these people get made over with this drive-by makeover. Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, here we go. We're going to have to fit this in. So Marge Sr. is getting a makeover, similar to Bobby on The Real Housewives of OC getting mm-hmm. her makeover for another date. So another trope that I can do without. This is a reality show and a docufollow, and I don't appreciate this priv crap. Don't.
It really upsets you.
Yeah, I think it's really cheap looking and lousy. You know, it's hard enough to be a reality viewer mm-hmm. and watch these shows and suspend your disbelief. But when you've got this commercial ad, basically, and we're supposed to fit it into a storyline, I'm giving you the side eye.
I get it.
So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about Dolores and Siggy meeting with Frank, his thoughts on what they should or shouldn't have done. And then a psychic comes to the Gorga house. That and more with Evan Sleed in a moment. Promotional consideration for Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk is brought to you by Harry's. Harry's blades are a top quality blade coming out of Germany, and it's something I've recently switched over to from the electric razor. I have to say, I love the product, and I really like the shave gel. The shave gel is not your grandfather's can of shaving cream. It has a great smell, good quality, and I have to say, it really makes the product top-notch. So I can't recommend Harry's enough. So if you want to know more, head on over and find out why Harry's is so confident that you're going to love their blades. So confident that they're going to give you their trial shave set for free when you sign up at harrys.com/grantsrants. Just pay for shipping. Claim your free trial over at Harry's today. A $13 value for free when you sign up with You Just Cover Shipping. Find out why over 3 million guys have switched to Harry's. They're all about a great shave at a fair price, and I like that. Your free trial set includes a weighted ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover, of course. I love that shave gel. To get your free trial, head on over to harrys.com/grantsrants right now. That's harrys.com/grantsrants. And we're back talking Real Housewives of New Jersey. And what was the title of this episode?
Chairs Fly?
When Chairs Fly, right, yes. Right. I feel like we glossed over that.
Well, yeah, I mean, what was that referencing exactly?
Well, when Teresa grabbed the chair.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she grabbed the chair and she just shoved it at Kim because Kim shoved it at her.
Right.
And, you know, I remember reading in the press that Teresa was going to be throwing furniture and there was a big deal that she threw a chair. And I was thinking she'd get the thing four legs in the air and just throw it.
Like wrestling style.
Yeah.
Right, right. Yeah, she's been throwing a lot this season, though, I will say.
Yeah.
Like every chance she gets, she throws something. Like at the restaurant the week before, she just like in the middle of the conversation grabbed a wine glass and chucked it against the wall. And I was like, okay, we get it. You're mad.
I know. She's trying. I guess they're really trying to bring this show back.
I think so.
And it needs it. But it's been pretty good this season. How do you feel about it?
I actually really like it.
Yeah.
I really do.
I'm
like,
okay with it.
I enjoy watching it because, and like, I know it's crazy and it's a lot of just them screaming at one another. But I appreciate that. This and Atlanta are the two that actually make everybody film together, mm-hmm. which I like because I don't like the like, I'm not filming with them. So there's nothing that happens like OC was. Mm-hmm. That was a nightmare. Yeah. So I'm glad that they at least get together and scream at each other. You know?
And Beverly Hills is kind of similar. Like, I feel like they don't all get together.
Right.
And that's so disjointed to that show.
Yeah.
Let's hope for the best for this coming season. I don't know.
I know.
Anyway, Dolores and Siggy, they have to tell Frank, another filling in of the husband, or in this case, the ex-husband scene, how they plan to tell Teresa that her hairstylist saw Teresa cuddling with a guy in a club. They were going to tell her, oh yeah, no, it was all going to be okay. They didn't.
No.
They did nothing.
No, they didn't do anything.
Frank asks, well, what did you do? And they were like, oh, nothing. We didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, that's great. That's always the best way to go about things with a friend. So Siggy says that their friends have been kidnapped, What do you think of this?
I guess I don't remember this. Kidnapped.
Because they've been kidnapped with Margaret. She blames Margaret. Oh, you know, right. She's like, oh, they've been kidnapped by Margaret and Danielle, and they're taking them in and poisoning their minds. In so many words, no.
I mean, I think they've been kidnapped by Kim D then, if that is the same logic. Yeah. You know? Because yeah, again, it's like, I understand that you want to support a family, quote unquote, whatever. I don't believe it. But you don't need to do any of that, you know, charity walk stuff to still be loyal to Teresa. Like, you just say no and here's the money and then move on from it.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, it's stupid.
Dolores, I really can't with her. I referred to her before in the previous episode as the other one. Like, she was just...
the other one.
I mean, I just can't with her.
But I do love Frank.
He's all right.
I like anybody that will have two of those people telling him something and going like, actually, I think you guys are wrong.
Yeah.
Because people don't usually do that. Especially the husbands. They'll be like, well, I don't know. And then they'll kind of walk away.
Good job, honey.
Yeah. 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 But he's like, why did you guys do that? I'm like, all right, this guy's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, he took Teresa's side.
Right.
And Dolores now feels as though, oh, I should have left. Right. Oh, yeah, I should have left. Monday morning quarterback. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And then now Siggy says that, you know, oh, I feel bad. And she backpedals out of the situation as well.
Mm-hmm.
Classic case of them trying to be like firm in their ways and then realizing that they're wrong the day after only because someone told them that they were.
Right, exactly. Hindsight is 20/20, my friend.
Anyway, some psychic named Conchetta comes over to the Gorga house.
Who introduces herself in the best way possible, which is, I'm just a simple girl who talks to dead people.
Yeah. I was like, where is she? I feel like we always have to see someone that has been on television before. Like, I'm surprised, like, the Long Island medium, she's nearby. Like, yeah. I'm surprised they didn't get her, but I guess it must be a Wii TV Bravo contract dispute.
Two Teresas.
Yeah. Why didn't they get that other one? Oh, yeah, two Teresas. Why didn't they get that other one from E, that Tyler?
Oh, yeah, the Hollywood medium, is that his name?
I don't know how I feel about him. I do believe in psychics,
okay.
But I don't know how I feel about Tyler.
He's very nice, which is troublesome.
Yeah, and he claims that he doesn't know who anybody is.
Yeah, that's not true.
That's that I don't get.
How did you feel about this psychic, though? Did you believe her powers?
I did. I would like to think that a woman of her age would have nothing to gain of lying to families.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So, you know, the mother came through and, you know, not to discredit Melania seeing her in the kitchen, which I believe that happens.
I do too.
So then they talk about music. Dancing with My Mother was the song that Joe and his mother danced to at his wedding. And the whole thing about how now she can run, and Joe was telling her, you know, you can move on from this and run and all that. So, I mean, very specific stuff.
Right.
I
stuff that you can't see in a tabloid, too.
Yeah.
Which is huge.
Yeah. Another interesting point was she said that their dad is secretly wanting and asking to join her in the afterlife.
It's really dark.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it, but it's also like, why did you need to tell us that?
Yeah.
By the way, your dad wants to die.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't like you guys. No, I'm just, obviously, that's not true.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I hope that helps people.
Yeah.
You know? So it was actually like a real moment. I was hoping the episode would end there.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, you know, after that very, and I'm saying this, very real moment, if anything, I mean, it was a moment about her mother, very true to life. Now I was like, well, now we're going to have to go back to the drama, which seems to be so, not fake, but just so put on. I'm like, all right, let's do it. So Siggy and Teresa have to get together for a sit down.
Right.
Siggy, I mean, she really tries too much to get in everyone's good graces.
Mm-hmm.
Just if you're going to be a bitch, just own it.
That's what's so weird about her is that she'll like be really antagonistic in a group. But then one-on-one, she's like, I just want to say I'm really sorry about the way I did that. And it's like, why didn't you just do this from the start? I don't understand.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't really, like, I have the same problem with Kelly Dodd in a way. Like, they're more than fine to let it all hang out, but they have to apologize for everything. And it's like, well, if you're going to show your teeth and then have to, like, take them back every time, like, it gets kind of tiring.
Sure, sure.
Just own it. Like, Leanne Locken, like, she's not that worried about it. She said what she said, and she said what she said.
Exactly. She's living her life.
Yeah. So I like that. I prefer that way. If you're going to be on a reality show and you're playing the game, play the game.
I agree.
So anyway, Siggy says that she was there for the victims' families only and that she doesn't care about Kim D.
Mm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
BS. I don't buy it.
Here's the thing, too. Like, okay, if you really care about the victims' families, And you have this person who, like, literally every time you're around them, she's not talking about the charity. She's talking about Teresa. Like, I think you would probably in your mind go, you know what? I care a lot about these families. I think we'll just give the money directly to them and not to this person who does nothing but gossip.
Yeah.
You know,
she'd be turned off by that. The relationship.
I would be.
Yeah.
If I was trying to give money to a charity, I would not give it to a person like that. I'd give it directly to the actual people.
Yeah. I just take umbrage with the fact that she says that she doesn't care about Kim D.
Yeah.
She clearly does.
She totally does. Yeah.
So I mean, that's a lie.
I don't know why, but yeah, they both like her for some reason. I don't know.
Like I said this on the show, why do they, Kim D, whether she is or she isn't, she's painted as a horrible person. Mm-hmm. Why would you want to be associated with her as a professional, as a housewife, as a public figure? Like, if you know someone's got a bad rep, just talk with them off camera.
Right.
I mean, what is it?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
So Siggy and Dolores, they want Teresa to realize that they are her real friends. Mm-hmm. And, Margaret and Danielle, she says that they're up her ass, which is kind of true. I mean, Danielle is.
Right.
But that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fine. I mean, that's what Danielle does best, I would say.
Yeah. So Siggy is still blindsided over Margaret referencing Hitler in the previous episode. Mm-hmm. And she now dislikes Margaret all over again.
Right.
So here we are, right back to square one.
Yeah.
So anyway... Danielle goes on a date with Margaret and, well, like, I want to have the each other, the double date.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, I just wrote creepy and trashy. I wonder what I was talking about.
I honestly, like, don't even remember this now. And, like, yeah. It's kind of freaking me out because this feels like a 3-hour-long episode.
Yeah. It went on too long.
Yeah,
that's
it did.
The thing. This show has a weird structure. It'll open up strong. You'll see some relationship building throughout the middle. Then it'll reach a point where you think the episode's wrapping up. Then it will reach a more familial moment. And then they'll throw in something else.
Yeah.
And it's like, wait a minute. Wait, where are we going with this?
Right,
it's
right.
A weird edit. But anyway, I don't know what that is. But anyway, Dolores is on Melissa's you-know-what list at this point in the episode.
Sure. Because
that's what Melissa's talking about with her husband once again. So here we are. With the Real Housewives of New Jersey. Overall, I am not bored. The episodes seem to be a little long, but I have faith because I know it's, what, only 12 episodes?
Yeah, I think so.
So,
yeah. But this is episode 8 or 9?
Well, yeah, I believe so.
Oh, this my gosh.
Episode number 9, so.
Wow.
Let's, you know, and then that doesn't count the reunion kids, so we got plenty more to come.
Okay, so, that's fair.
Yeah, so. Well, thank you very much for talking Real Housewives with me.
Absolutely, as always.
Yes, and let us know your thoughts. We need to come up with some type of hashtag for this episode.
Oh, right.
The posh fashion show happened. There was a psychic involved named Conchetta. What else? I mean, there's a chair being thrown.
Ugh. How about... Oh, that's hard to spell. I was going to say something with a saxophone.
Oh, LED, yeah.
LED saxophone. Saxophone's not hard to spell. I don't know why I think that, but.
Sax and the psychic.
Yes.
There you go. Hashtag the sax and the psychic.
Love it.
If you want to tweet about this episode, that's what you could use.
Perf.
All right. Very good. Thank you. And we'll be back with more Real Housewives of New Jersey. If you're listening to the show, make sure you stay subscribed or subscribe to Grants Rants because the main podcast, the Christmas episode, is going to be out on the 18th of December. Make sure you listen to the show. It's a really good one. We bring back a lot of former co-hosts, and we talk about a lot of crazy stuff. It's a great year ender. So make sure you include that in your end of the year festivities. There'll be more rants to come. I love you for listening.
This has been Grant's Rant Small Talk. Want more? Join the full conversation on Grant's Rant Hollywood Talk Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Blog Talk Radio, and in the links below.